Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
You found the place for up close and personal interviews with your favorite country stars. This is In the Country, hosted by Dave Wood. Stay tuned for great stories and great music. Now live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to the show.
Alberta country artist Leah Durrell, at just 19 years of age, has recorded 5 CDs and released 3 songs to radio that have received airplay in Canada, the U.S., and Europe. Her new song, I Need to See You, that she co-wrote with fellow Canadian singer-songwriter Aaron Jake Goodwin, is sure to make her a familiar voice in the world of country music. Larry Delaney of Country Music News, published in Ottawa, says, Leah is going to be a star someday. It's my pleasure to welcome on the line from Nashville, where she's settling in for a great week of music and meetings, Leah Durrell. Hey, Leah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself? How are things in Music City tonight?
Oh, they are wonderful, as always.
Yeah, you seem to get back there every so often. What is it like going back each time?
You know what? It's kind of like coming back to my second home here. I just love it. You know, it is so familiar and just such a great place to be.
Now, when you're there, and I know in the past you've performed at the Ryman Auditorium, Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, will you be making those rounds this time around?
I don't think so. I think this time we're just here to meet some new people, and it's more of a little laid-back trip and whatnot, so not too much performing this time.
Great. Now, what has it been like when you've been on those stages and at that venue? What's it like to perform in such historic Nashville institutions?
You know what? Performing on the Ryman stage actually was such an honor. You just kind of look out into the crowd and it's like, wow. Like, it was, I cannot even explain the feeling.
Now, growing up, I understand I was watching a little bio on you, and you listened to country music growing up quite a bit, and I think almost exclusively to country music. Can you let us know who some of your big favorites were as you were growing up and listening to it?
You know what? My mom always grew me up listening to country music, and you know, she would always have Alabama or the Oak Ridge Boys and that kind of stuff, but I always learned to love, came to love, rather, Patsy Cline and Dolly Parton and George Jones, like those kind of classic country stars.
Yeah.
And they're still around today. People still know their name today, and it's amazing.
It's pretty amazing to have a career like that. Like you said, they're still around today. They were legends. They are still legends, and they've just never gone away. And pretty cool to be able to listen to those when you were younger and to appreciate that.
Oh, for sure. I somehow connected with it when I was like 12, so it's pretty cool.
Now, did you find where you were growing up out in Alberta? Of course, country music's pretty big there. But were other kids your age into country music as well? Were some of them or none of them, or how did that work?
You know what, they were, and I found too that I would go into competitions and that kind of stuff, and that was the trend. That was what everyone was singing in a competition. You know, it was like my mind has gone blank right now, but it was always Suds in the Bucket. Everyone always sang that at the competition.
Right.
And
good old
it was
Sarah
always those. Yeah, and just, you know, those traditional country songs, Born to Fly by the Dixie Chicks, it was just like, and so I kind of grew up around those people, and there is so much talent in Alberta. It is incredible.
Oh, yeah. So, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Was there one particular artist when you were younger that inspired you the way maybe today Taylor Swift, and maybe she still does, but, you know, is inspiring a new wave of singers? But when you were a bit younger, which isn't going back too far, was there one particular artist that you thought, well, if they can do it, I can do it, or that you wanted to follow in their footsteps?
You know what, there was quite a few, and I always looked up to my really good friend Samantha King, who has this voice that I don't know where it comes from. Like, she's incredible, and always you know, looked up to her, and I still do. But and as time has gone on, there's now so many other people that are just doing what we're all trying to do, and they've already done it, yeah. And it's incredible.
Can you remember the moment and the place where, when you were performing, even if it wasn't a formal type of place, and you realized that you could really sing by maybe the reaction of people around you, or even just yourself, you realized, hey, I can do this. I can carry a tune and sing a song quite well.
You know what? I started when I was like 3, so it's hard, I think, at 3 years old to say if she can sing or not. You know, it could just be luck. And But when I started going into competitions and really when I got the chance to open up for Leanne Rimes at Merritt Mountain Music Festival in British Columbia, I was thinking, well, there must be a reason I'm doing this. So just continued with it, I guess, you know, and I love to do it, and it seems to make people happy, which I really love.
Now, on the songwriting side of things, I know you're pretty heavy into that, and one of the songs we're going to share, or the song we're going to share on the show today, is your new song written with Aaron Jake Goodwin. But songwriting in general, can you recall when you first started to try to write a song, and did it come easy to you at first, or did you have to learn how to do it?
I think, you know what, I found my songbook the other day when I was leaving here for Nashville. And the date that I guess I must have first written anything in that book was, it dates back to when I was 14 years old. So that would be, I guess, when I first really started to get into it. And no, it did not come easy. It still doesn't come insanely easy. I definitely have to have a good team of people around me to help spark those ideas and whatnot, because once I do get an idea, then I'm good to go. But it's definitely really difficult getting started.
Now, I was reading at one of your sites that recently you wrote a killer song with a couple of great songwriters out of Nashville that hits with the really big names. And the songwriters are Danny Wells and Christopher Mark Gray. So must be a pretty good feeling when you write a song like that and you know that it's really good. You have that gut feeling.
Yeah. You know what? I went into that room thinking, we're going to write a hit, and it's amazing. And to be able to write with someone who has written for George Strait and Rascal Flatts was just such an honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific you've learned from guys like that when you're in that room? Is there something that you see that they're doing that you can kind of learn from in the songwriting process?
You know what? It's difficult. It's because so much of it's just their mind turning, you know, the gears are working, and and a lot of people do it very differently. I mean, some will come up with a melody first and then write the lyrics to go along with it. And others will say, all right, let's come up with an idea. Let's come up with a theme or whatnot, write the lyrics, and then kind of work it into a melody. And it is such a cool process to watch, and everybody does it differently. So I just kind of try and take little bits and pieces from each one I get to write with. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
Now, when you're performing, I've seen some of the stuff on YouTube, and that's you're there acoustically, just you and the guitar singing the songs. And of course, sometimes you got a full band. Do you have a preference? And maybe it depends on the mood, but I guess there's times when just you and the guitar has a real intimate feeling when you're delivering the song.
You know what? That's very true. And it all depends what kind of atmosphere, what kind of people. But I do love having that full band up there. And it is because it is such a different energy. It is, you know, you've got 5-6 guys on stage with you, and it's just like you're all feeding off of each other's energy, which totally shows to the audience, and they pick that up, and then they throw it right back at you, and it's just like this exchange of energy going on, and it's awesome. It is so much fun.
I'm speaking with Leah Durrell, and you can head to leahdurrell.com, the last name D-U-R-E-L-L-E. When you're there, you can learn lots more about her, and there's some clips there and all that kind of stuff. Now, I was on your site earlier, but one thing I didn't check out, can people order your past CDs from there?
Yeah, I believe they can. We're just we're revamping the whole thing right now. But, yeah, they can contact us and let us know, and we can always send one out. So, you betcha.
Nice. 5 CDs already. That's pretty impressive at just 19. When did you record your first CD?
Oh, dear. I was 10.
Oh, wow.
And I sound kind of like a little chipmunk, but...
now, the songs at that... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go for it.
I was just going to ask the songs at that point, what was the song material about at 10 years old? Were you singing about broken hearts?
Kind of, yeah. You know, I was singing the classics like Blue and Cowboy Sweetheart and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I started singing that stuff when I was just a little gal.
Sure. That's the stuff, yeah, that you were listening to as you were growing up. I mean, I was the same way as far as listening to. I was into Alabama, the Oak Ridge Boys, and Steve Warner.
Yeah.
I mean, just anything throughout that period. And then, of course, going back to the classics. Do you have a favorite cover song, a favorite classic cover song to sing?
Oh, that is so difficult because there is just so many
There's so many great ones.
Yeah. And
do you do like Patsy Cline Crazy at all?
Yeah. I do that one. I do a little bit of Patsy, you know. I picked up some Freddie Fender along the way. And there's just so many great country tunes out there. It is actually really difficult for me to pick a favorite.
there's tons of them for sure. Well, let's turn to
a new favorite
of ours, and it's your brand new song called I Need to See You. Again, I mentioned you wrote it with Aaron Jager, AJ Goodvin, a fellow Canadian singer-songwriter. In fact, I think he's from your same area of Alberta.
He is. You betcha.
Nice. Now, can you talk about writing this song with him and sort of how it all came together, and then anything else you want to mention, then we'll let all our listeners hear it.
All right. You know what? Aaron and I, we're really good friends, and we just we sat down one day and we're like, hey, well, we're gonna write a song. And he had just recently broken up with his girlfriend, and I was going through a lot with my ex-boyfriend. And clearly, what most good country songs are written about, you know, heartache and all that.
All that good stuff.
Oh, for sure. And it just kind of came about, and we just started writing and just different lines and different melodies. And this song actually took quite a while to finish and perfect and get it to where we wanted it to be. And it is just, to me and for a lot of people that hear it, it is so relatable. I mean, you can hear it and be like, wow, I have so been there. I have felt this way. And that's kind of what we were hoping for, because we kind of wanted, you know, everyone to feel what we were going through. And it is just, it's just one of those songs.
Well, let's share it. That's a great introduction. This is Leah Durrell. She's on the line with us from Nashville, but she is an Albertan. And the song is a brand new one called I Need to See You, here on In the Country.
Baby, we made a mistake.
Okay, and I'm not sure what happened there, Lee. I'm going to give that another try.
Okay.
Yeah, let's fire that away here. I'm not sure. We had a little break, but... Try it again. Country artist Leah Durrell and her brand new song, I Need to See You, here on In the Country. And again, you can head to leahdurrell.com to find out more information. It sounds great, Leah, and it sounds like it's got all the ingredients of something we hear on the radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, terrific. I love those high notes in there. Does that come pretty easy to you to do those high note areas, the head voice, I guess it's called?
Yeah, it was actually not too bad. When I was in the studio, the producer said to me, he goes, you know, usually everyone has, you know, an easier time with all the low notes, but for some reason you're just nailing all those high notes. And I was like, that's good. That's awesome.
That's great. Now, your producer on the song was Bart McKay, who's really well known in Canada as far as producing. What was it like working with him, and what did he bring to the song? What special touch?
Oh, you know what? Working with him was such an experience. Like, he's one of those guys who is meticulous, and I loved it because you knew that he was giving this his all as well. You know,
right.
Like he was like, nope, do it again. And it was just, he worked and I loved that. And he's just amazing to work with.
And a producer also, and this may be obvious, but on a song like that, on your song, for example, he's deciding if the last chorus should be more broken down and stuff. So he's, I mean, that's a big element of whether the song will be successful or not, is how it's produced.
Oh, 100%. And we actually wrote that chorus like that, the last one, but the way he added emphasis on the right parts and brought the music out and then brought my voice out, like, it totally brought it together, 100%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does it take a bit? Now, I know you've been in the studio, as you mentioned, since the age of 10, and so maybe it's really natural, but when you're in a studio, obviously when you're doing it live, it's a whole different kind of energy. Is it something different you have to do when you're in the studio to get that energy level going or to do a slower song?
You know what? The key point is as long as you feel your music, it's going to come across either live or in the studio. And I definitely do. So working in the studio, I mean, obviously the only difference is it has to be perfect.
Right.
And because you can rewind and be like, oh, that doesn't sound right. But live, yeah. If you miss a note here or there, nobody can prove it.
Exactly. There's no evidence, so it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. They can't rewind it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, country music, of course, we got the classic country and the new country and everything in between, and there are common themes and threads that tie it all together, but I wanted you to explain to us what country music means to you. What is it about it that appeals to you and that you love singing?
You know what? Country music means a lot, and it's just as much as the words in a song and the melody of the song and who sings it, because it just takes on this new meaning. And it's just, the lyrics mean so much to me in country music because a lot of it does relate to everyday life and what so many people are going through. And I think the fact that I grew up listening to it, it's definitely shaped what I love and what I've come to like and what I respect, because it definitely, for the most part, country music sends out a very positive thing. And
yeah,
it may be heartbreak and it may be that kind of stuff, but all in all, it's a very positive kind of music that it just always puts me in a good mood when I listen to it.
Hey, when you've been writing, have you ever tried to write or thought about somebody in particular when you're writing other than yourself, as far as someone to pitch a song to? Have you ever said, well, let's try to write a Rascal Flatts song? Or even when you were done it, did you ever think this would be something we could pitch to Rascal Flatts, for example?
Those thoughts have definitely crossed my mind, and but coming to write one of those songs is very difficult.
Easier said
than
done.
But yeah, you know what? I've always wanted to be able to write a song that someone like Rascal Flatts or George Strait is going to be like, you know what, that song is awesome, I want to sing it. So hopefully one day.
Very nice. Yeah, you're working your way towards that for sure. Now, on the subject of duets, is there someone at the top of a list, if you've given thought to it before, that you would want to record a duet with? It could be a male, female, or, of course, there's the Kelly Clarkson, Reba McEntire kind of duets. Does anyone come to mind you could go into the studio with and do that?
Oh, my gosh. I would love...
Again, so many choices.
Yes, there is. But you know what? I would love to get in the studio with Keith Urban. He is amazing, and he's so talented in so many ways. And I think if I could do a duet with him, I would be the happiest woman on earth.
That's a great answer, and you never know. Now, I guess have you seen him live in concert before?
Yes, I have. He was actually in Edmonton. It was Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday night. And he did a free show at West Edmonton Mall, actually.
Oh, I heard something about that. That must have been pretty cool.
Yeah. And while I was there, I had to do some last-minute shopping for Nashville, and I couldn't even get close to the stage or see him. I mean, the place was packed, but I have seen him for sure in concert.
Now, do you have a favorite Keith Urban song? Again, a lot of choices, but his new one's really good. Put You in a Song is a great tune.
That's such a cool song.
Yeah.
That's like, I've never really heard that kind of song before, you know what I mean? It's very different. So I love his music, I think, because he started out roots country. Like, he was super country when he was with his band, The Ranch. And then he went, you know, a little more with his Golden Road album, went a little more rocky and that kind of stuff. And he's to this day, he's definitely a rock country artist, and I just love it.
And it's nice, too, because he can do, or he does a lot of different variety. Like you say, he does some stuff that's kind of rock country. He does some stuff that might be a little traditional, and definitely a lot of ballads. And so you get a good mixture of music with his stuff.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Do you have a favorite style outside of country on that subject of different styles? Like, do you have either maybe you just listen to it, whether it's jazz or pop, or even that you might like to sing as well, just on the side?
You know what? I used to be strictly country, and that's all I listened to, that's all I would sing, that's all I liked. And I've definitely opened my mind a little bit more, or a lot more, rather. And, you know, I love stuff that Rihanna does and Katy Perry and Bruno Mars and, like, all that kind of style of music. It fascinates me. Like, it is very cool.
Yeah. Those are great things. And, you know, there's some songs like the Bruno Mars song, Just the Way You Are, which obviously is a pop song, and I think there's even more of a dance version. But that song could lend itself to country in that the lyrics are very beautiful. And it's a great song.
100%. And pop has definitely started doing that, I think, a little bit more and finding these lyrics that are writing these lyrics that are, they mean a lot. But
yeah.
To like a techno beat or like a,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Like an R&B kind of thing. And it's really cool. It's been fascinating me lately.
That's awesome. It's always good to have a different mixture of things and keep it interesting that way. On the subject of advice for other listeners who maybe are young people, maybe even younger than you, who want to get into singing or songwriting or all that stuff, do you have a couple of steps or just a couple of pointers that might help them out?
You know what? If they're wanting to sing or whatever it may be, it is so difficult, and I don't think there's a certain step process to take, a certain path to follow. I think basically what you got to do is keep going, no matter how you want to get there or when you want to get there. You just got to keep going and never stop, because it is a very difficult business, and it is, you got to have a thick skin, that's for sure. That is one of the things that I've always been told and that I've developed over the years, is have a thick skin, have people around you that support you no matter what, and just keep going, like never, ever stop. So
that is great advice, and you're right about the thick skin. I mean, the thing is, not everybody is going to like what you do or what the next person does, and of course, the person who doesn't like it isn't right, because somebody else is going to come along who loves what you do. So I guess you've just got to find the right people, because there's nobody with the right one opinion. I mean, you know, everybody loves something different, so you've got to keep believing in yourself.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has an opinion of, you know, I think that Bruno Mars' song is amazing, and I know people that really couldn't care for it. But that doesn't make either one of us right or wrong, and it's everyone will have their opinion, and in this business, a lot of people aren't afraid to voice it. So not in a bad way at all, because I love constructive criticism, and anything that's going to help make me better, I'm gonna take it in and use it. And but that's definitely, I think too, in a lot of businesses, it's just have that thick skin and don't let them get you down at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Speaking with Leah Durrell on the line with us from Nashville. And as we wrap up here, Leah, I wanted to ask you what your goals were for 2011 as we head there almost just a month away. What do you hope to accomplish and what are you trying to do in the new year?
You know what? I want to become a better songwriter and a better artist overall. And so I'm definitely going to be working my hardest to progress myself and to always get better. And for 2011, I'm looking to take the next few steps to get me to the top. I don't know what those steps are going to be yet. I don't know who's gonna come across my path or whose path I'm going to cross and who's going to say, you know what, she's got what it takes and that's going to help us get me to, you know, where Taylor Swift is. That girl is a superstar and she's at the top of it right now. And that's kind of where I'm hoping to be.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you all the best. And it was great to share the brand new song. And I really appreciate your time calling us from Nashville. And I hope that the rest of the week and as you head into the weekend, things really happen for you down there. Some good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
Been my pleasure. My guest once again has been country artist Leah Durrell. And her brand new song is I Need to See You. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.